Welcome back to Fairhope Hospice Presents. We have Jody Amsfall from Home Helpers, and she is the community relations person for them. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
And we have Sarah Ward, and she is actually the marketing director for Carriage Court. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have our own Rick Schneider and Andy Good, our community education coordinators.
You say that sympathetically, like almost like his it son of a gun there still here.
Sympathy for me. Yeah, just kidding. It's all good. We love having them work with us
and Rick and Andy
educate
are still
people.
Still here.
Yeah, I know. It's all good. Well, in the first part of our program today, we talked about celebrating Assisted Living Week and the Goofy Golf that is going to be coming up on September 16th at 1:30 p.m. at Carriage Court. And for our listeners, why don't we go ahead and give them the address and phone number again in case there's a question they'd like to, you know, ask or just come out and visit you.
Yep. Our phone number is 740-654-4422, and we are located at 800 Bexnob Road right here in Lancaster.
Great.
And you know, when I call over there, I always have a person answer, which is always nice.
Isn't that nice?
It's that little touch, because so many places you call, you know, your call is important to you and you get put on hold. I do like calling Carriage Court because they do answer.
Usually me.
Yeah.
So there's Sarah.
And the phone operator.
And she looks very pleasant, smiling. You can't see her, but I'm sure she's smiling when she answers the phone as well.
We're just actually shocked she agreed to come back and do radio with us again, because last time she was the radio guest here, Denise was off, and Rick and I were the hosts.
We did it all by ourselves, didn't we?
It was one of the best shows we'd ever done, wasn't it?
Of course, I haven't listened to it, so I don't know. I just know it was rowdy.
We'll record it for you and let it, that way you can use it as like background music when you drive home.
That would be nice.
It was a fun time, but we're surprised she agreed to come back.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we want to increase awareness in the community of things that are available. Plus, you know, there's a time to network with a lot of different people that'll be there, so we're looking forward to your event. It'll be great.
And even learning what's available, the Home Helpers, they have a wonderful service here in town.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that on our break, a little bit about Home Helpers and what they do. So maybe you can share what Home Helpers is to our listeners.
Sure. We have been around for the last 6 years, and we provide home care for anyone, any age. It doesn't require a prescription or anything like that. If you need a little bit of extra help at home, we can do anything from housekeeping on up to personal care.
Do you operate within certain hours, like 8 to...
No, we're 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays.
You guys just had a move, didn't you? You have a new office?
We have a brand new office on 616 East Main Street, and we are able to have our training room right into the office now, which is really nice. So when we hire our new caregivers, they're all trained right there. And they keep up with their training hours throughout the year, too.
So. I think that's important to know that your staff is well trained.
Yes.
You know, in the home, your home helpers walk everybody through everything that's needed rather than just kind of letting them go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to know that, you know, it's uncomfortable bringing someone into your own home. So to have someone who's trained and someone who you can trust and, mm-hmm. you know, they've had a background check. And
you're not using, like, the prison parolee list or anything for
no.
your new hire? That's what we looked into. We thought they'd be more cooperative.
One of the things I think it's good to bring up is that, you know, I know with Fairhope, you know, we do background checks and fingerprints on our staff, and you do background checks
That's
as well.
Right.
And like you said, it's not a real heavily regulated industry unless it's skilled home health. But
That's right.
The non-skilled home health, like home helpers and some of the home health agencies, you know, really, you know, aren't as heavily regulated. So you want to really, if you're going to utilize home helpers type service or a home health agency, make sure that, you know, the people have had checks and things like that.
Yeah, because it is not a requirement by the state or anything like that. It's just something our owners care enough about to make sure it gets done, because they know what it's like to have to have that help at home, so they want to make sure that
And actually, at Fairhope, there's been times where we've had patients that, you know, families have needed extra help. So we've actually contracted with home helpers to provide some aids for some of our families and for our patients, so the families don't have to be alone or the patient doesn't have to be alone. Sometimes those last, you know, days are very difficult. And so, you know, certainly during periods of crisis and things, you know, they've pitched in and helped us out. So we appreciate that.
How big an area do you cover?
It's pretty big. We're in Pickaway County, all of Circleville, Logan, all of Hocking, Fairfield, And then Canal Winchester in Zanesville. So we've got a pretty large area.
You do. So that's great. And I know we work closely with Carriage Court as well. We've had many patients there over the years. And actually, I have a family member in there right now. So we appreciate, you know, all that you guys do.
If I remember right, Carriage Court, I believe, was the first assisted living in the Lancaster area.
I think it probably was. I remember when you guys opened, because I came to the opening.
Mm-hmm. 96?
It might have been. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Because I've been with us for 20 years, and I'm pretty
sure they were the first assisted living in Lancaster. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
One of my first patients is a patient care volunteer. I think it was 97 or 98 was at Carriage Court. And that was my first experience in a facility. And, you know, holy cow, this isn't what I expected at all. Yeah, I was expecting what was a nursing home at one time.
Yeah.
And Carriage Court is not that in any way.
We were trendsetters, and now look at all the assisted livings that are available.
We want to be like Sarah, you know.
Well, you've done your organization and your company has done a lot to give back to this community. So, you know, I know you've done other things with education. I know they had an elder law attorney in there and talked to people about benefits. So you guys have done a lot.
And plus they can be the ears and eyes for the extended family
Absolutely.
Of the resident there. They can let them know when things are changing, or if they're at home, they don't have that, you know, you have that little bit of comfort level where you can advise.
And I think one of my favorite things, too, is the memory care area you have for people that, you know, have dementia, Alzheimer's and things. It's real safe.
Yeah.
And I know for a lot of families, that's really important to have something like that.
Yeah, it's both secure, and then the programming is different, more geared towards that memory care resident. So it is, I have an appreciation for that memory care area as well.
It's very, very nice.
You know, we take some of the men, part of what Fairhope does on, you know, once a month, we'll take some of the men residents out for breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And it's kind of funny. I guess I can give the guy's first name is Ernie. And he was one of the residents went out. We went to a restaurant, and we were out waiting to come in. We're getting the wheelchair through the front door, and somebody goes, "Is that Ernie?" Well, yeah, hi, Ernie. You know, and he was in the school system for like 40 years. Mm-hmm. And we finally got in the restaurant. Somebody goes, "Well, there's Mr. Jones." They go, "Hey, shake your hand." And by the time we finally sat down, it took us 10 minutes, and everybody wanted to be like Ernie. You know,
that's funny. It reminds me of Dr. Snyder. Gordon Snyder helped us build the Pickering House and was a good friend with Virginia Pickering. And I remember one time I walked through the hospital at Fairfield Medical Center with him. And he knew everybody, you know, and everybody looked at him with such admiration, you know, and I'll never forget, you know, I walked down those halls with other people, but never have I seen anything like that. So it's kind of like Ernie every year, you know, people that are really admired in our community. It's kind of nice to see that.
And that's what I like about Carriage Court doing it. The resident is in the facility quite often.
Yeah.
And if the family can't take him out, they gave him the opportunity to do it, and Ernie was glowing.
Gets more visitors than anyone else.
That's good, but you know, it makes them feel good that they're there and people come visit.
If he's who I think he is, and I'm not going to try to describe him on the radio here, but I'm pretty certain he's Veterans Day. This past year on Veterans Day, we did a Veterans Day service. Was it a pinning service that we did? At Carriage Court for your residents that had served. And if I remember right, he sat there with tears streaming down his face the whole time. And he told one of our chaplains afterwards that that's the first time that he had been publicly recognized for his service to the country. And he's such a, to see a big, tough guy like that sit there and cry about something, I mean, it was very, very moving.
Yeah.
It was incredibly powerful.
Well, it was interesting when you talk about that service that Carriage Court did. I was talking to a man afterwards, and he said his job, he was in like a radio man or something. He said in Vietnam, his job was to open the body bags and label the body, you know, who it was, make sure everything matched up. He said, "I hate to say this, but I felt so good when somebody was just shot. So I could recognize me." He said, "So many people were disfigured." He said, "People don't realize what these veterans from Vietnam have seen."
No, they've gone through a lot. Mm-hmm.
And don't talk about it.
Which that would be another whole program if we talk about our We Honor Veterans, which we're developing that. So maybe we'll have to talk more about that.
Well, it just gives an idea of the kind of things we're able to do back and forth with the facilities we work with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we've got the Hocking County Fair coming up, Andy.
Yes, September 13th to the 19th is the Hocking County Fair. We'll have a booth there. Come out and see us. That's mainly staffed by our volunteers. volunteers, which is a great way to stop and if you've had anybody, loved ones or anybody you know on hospice services, it's a great way to stop and thank them. The volunteers that we have are fantastic people, and so stop by and visit our booth and say hi to some of our volunteers.
Yep, and get a pen.
Yeah, get a pen, hand sanitizer. We're giving away cars, all kinds of stuff. Just stop on down.
Furniture.
I'm trying to drum up more attendance, guys.
We're dealing.
Well, we have dancers there, all kinds of stuff. But anyway.
Oh, well, I didn't know about that.
It's like the bar here in town that had the sign up that said free beer, nude women, and false advertising. So, you know, that's whatever it takes to get the crowd in.
Yes. Well, on that note, everyone, I want to thank Sarah Ward and Jody Amsbaugh for being with us, Rick Schneider and Andy Good. And I want to thank you for listening. And remember, celebrate life.